The Paris attacks have sparked fears in Europe that ISIS is hiding operatives among tens of thousands of refugees pouring into EU countries. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Berlin that such fears trouble Syrian refugees who worry they may be kicked out of Europe.
Almost every asylum seeker at this charity providing clothing and diapers reacts like Samar al-Alali does when asked whether ISIS may be using refugees as a cover to launch attacks. No, no, that doesn't make sense, says this 30-year-old Syrian mother of three who arrived in Germany 6 weeks ago. Al-Alali says, "We ran away from war, not to make war here." Many Germans, including the authorities, aren't convinced that's true of everyone. Earlier this week, police arrested seven migrants outside of a job center near the western city of Aachen. Officials say they did so after an unnamed witness called to report that one of the migrants looked like Paris attack fugitive Salah Abdeslam.
The Auswertung ist noch nicht beendet.
Hours after the arrests, German Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière told reporters the investigation hadn't revealed any close ties between the detainees and Paris attackers. The migrants were later released with a formal apology by the Aachen police. Nevertheless, German officials, including the Interior Minister, defend the extra scrutiny of migrants as the number of credible terror threats here grow. And their profiling is very public, like last night here at Alexanderplatz, where police patted down a half dozen young Middle Eastern men they had rounded up in front of passers-by. The young men, one of them who carried a skateboard, looked upset as they held their hands up in the air. Back at the Berlin charity, Fawzi Nagdali disapproves of such tactics. It's very unfair, says the 21-year-old from the Syrian city of Homs. He arrived in Germany 3 months ago and was recently approved for asylum. Nagdali says, "We come all this way on a life-threatening journey to find a safe haven, and they arrest us? That's not justice." Fellow Homs native Steve Aljundi, who speaks English and volunteers at the charity, is also defensive about Syrian refugees here being put under a magnifying glass.
Even the French Prime Minister, he said recently, like, these people who attack, they are not new arrivals, they're not refugees. Like, he said, we host them and they are one of our population. He said it. I'm not the one who said it.
Even so, Aljundi says that with the German government focused on ISIS, other dangerous Syrians who come to Germany may be slipping through the cracks.
There's people from Hezbollah and from the regime, Syrian regime, who were like killing and torturing people, and they're living here as normal asylum seekers.
A short walk away in a tent for newcomers, 39-year-old Khulud Daadi says it's frightening to know ISIS, which her family is fleeing from, carried out attacks in Europe a week before she arrived in Germany. Daadi says, God willing, she and other refugees can convince German society that they are moral people who treasure peace and security as their hosts do. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.